Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. This is the final weekend before the November 5th election, and the presidential candidates from both parties are barnstorming battleground states seeking last-minute support. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
We have reached the point in this campaign where these two candidates are hitting some of these battleground states for the very last time. Vice President Harris was here in Wisconsin all day yesterday, and now she will not be coming back. But her campaign says that its own internal polling shows undecided voters in these battleground states are breaking her way in the closing days of this campaign, in part because of some of the things Donald Trump has been saying on the trail.
But there's more than just the White House at stake. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Both parties are vulnerable to losing their control in what they have now. Democrats have this narrowest of margins in the U.S. Senate, and they're already jammed up going into Tuesday night, playing a lot of defense in some very difficult spots. Republicans have that almost stale made it narrow majority in the U.S. House. They're playing defense in an awful lot of tricky spots.
In Texas, the state's top elections official has told the Department of Justice that its election monitors won't be permitted in polling places. The DOJ regularly sends monitors around the nation to watch out for potential voting rights violations. It is sending personnel to 27 states. A former Kentucky police officer has been convicted in the death of Breonna Taylor, a black medical worker killed in a botched drug raid in 2020. CBS's Nancy Chin.
On the third day of deliberations in his federal retrial, a jury convicted Brett Hankinson of using excessive force and violating Taylor's civil rights. Hankinson fired 10 shots into Taylor's sliding glass door and windows, but did not hit anyone. He faces a maximum of life in prison when he's sentenced in March.
History being made in Britain, where the first black woman now leads a major political party, the BBC's Moira Alderson.
Britain's main opposition Conservative Party has a new leader. It's Kemi Badenoch, the former business secretary. She's the first black leader of any of the main political parties in the UK and the Conservatives' fourth woman leader.
Back in the U.S., a shark bit the leg off of a surfer in Maui yesterday. Fire officials say the 61-year-old's leg was completely severed just below the knee.
I would like to commend the patient for his strength and wherewithal getting himself to shore. And I mean, that's extraordinary.
In Florida, a man is recovering after being bitten for the second time in a decade at the same beach, at Bathtub Beach in Florida. The 28-year-old says he was bitten there at the age of 16. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One thing that's not a top headline in this election is our national park system, but conservationists want you to think about it when you fill out your ballot. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The National Parks Action Fund scorecard tallies the voting records for U.S. House members on bills about park funding, endangered species, and oil and gas development in and around parks. In Wisconsin's delegation, all six Republican House members got failing grades on the scorecard, and the two Democrats got A's. Kristen Brengel with the National Parks Action Fund says they're not trying to pick on members of Congress, but hope the scrutiny will help to change some votes moving forward.
This is just part of our value system. Do we love these places? Do we want to take care of them? Do we want to make sure they have adequate park rangers in them? And this vote is just a direct way to tell whether or not your member of Congress cares about the future of our national parks.
Overall, Brengel says more House members received Fs than As, in part because last year the House voted to cut funding for national parks by 13%. The scorecard is online at nationalparksaction.org. John Anfinson, a retired superintendent for the National Park Service, says keeping the park system in good shape should be a bipartisan priority.
For every dollar America puts into national parks, they get about $15 back. It's a money generator for America. So I think it's a positive thing to fund national parks. It brings money back instead of taking money away.
Even without a national park, the National Scenic Trails and other lands managed by the Park Service here in Wisconsin contributed more than $64 million in visitor spending last year to the state's economy and support over 900 jobs. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 39. Rain likely for Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 52. Showers and breezy Sunday night, lows in the mid-40s. For Monday, rain showers and 65.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Hello and welcome to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM and streaming 24/7 on the Civic Media app. Make sure you download that onto your phone. Choose WFHR as your favorite station. It is the 2nd of November, everyone, just 7 after the 11 o'clock hour. Hope you're having a good Saturday out there. Nice and sunny, a little on the cool side, but it is November. I guess that is to be expected. Well, I'm waiting here for your phone calls, everyone. 715-4 424-2600 is the number to call if you're looking to buy or sell from your friends or neighbors. If you're looking to talk about events happening in the area here, we want to make sure we highlight all that stuff. We want to talk local stuff. That's what this show is all about. Anything else you want to talk about, that's what we're here for. 715-424-2600 is that number to call. Let's see how many callers we can get to today. We'll get to some other events happening today and this coming week. We've got lots of stuff to talk about. We got sports to talk about as well on the radio and right here in Central Wisconsin. We'll get to that in just a minute. We'll talk about our schedule coming up over the weekend and the next week as well as we head into the month of November. Lots of interesting things happening. Of course, on Tuesday, we have Election Day. Then after that, we have Veterans Day. And then at the end of the month, Thanksgiving. Full month of stuff here in Central Wisconsin for the month of November. Hope you everyone had a great Halloween as well. The weather, wow, the weather was not great. But there was many brave souls that still went out to trick-or-treat, and I think it was still a lot of fun. Thanks to the communities around here for making it safe and wonderful. Hope everyone had fun. Hope all the kids had fun trick-or-treating out there this last Thursday. All right, before we get into anything else, I do want to let you know that coming up at noon, less than an hour away, down at the Ridges Golf Course, they are hosting the 2024 WIAA State Cross Country Meet. That is today. That is in Wisconsin Rapids at the Ridges Golf Course, everyone. I'm going to go a quick rundown of the schedule of who is doing what. It starts at noon, and that is when the girls' competition starts. That's Division 3. Division 2 starts at about 12:40, and then Division 1 starts at 1:20 p.m. That's all the girls' competition. Then starting at 2 o'clock is when the boys get going with Division 3. 2:35, Division 2, and then 3:10 is when Division 1 will start. It's very cool. We get to host this once again in Central Wisconsin. This is the big state meet. Looks like from our good friend Mike Comer that we've got some local talent that might have a good chance here this week, this weekend. So we cheer them on and go on down there, have some fun, and cheer them on down at the Ridges Golf Course. It's located at 2311 Griffith Avenue. And don't forget, after all the races are done, there will be the award ceremony following with the Division 3, 2, and then 1. We'll wrap it up, and hopefully they'll be done about 5 o'clock tonight. So head on down there if you are interested in checking out the state cross-country meet at the Ridges Golf Course. It should be a lot of fun. Coming up later today on these airwaves and on the Civic Media app, don't forget we are allowed to stream Badger games, both football and basketball and hockey. The pregame tonight starts at 4:30, kickoff at 5:30. That is Wisconsin taking on Iowa. Looks like a really cool game, a really interesting close game. Looks like Iowa's favored by just a hair, but I think it'll be a fun game tonight. So tune in at about 4:30 for the pregame, 5:30 for the kickoff as the Badgers take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Nothing tomorrow on Sunday. Surprisingly, we have a Sunday off of sports, so nothing going on. But then on Monday, of course, we have Playmakers starting at 5 o'clock. That is our live sports show. Call in with James and his guests. Talk about what happened over the weekend. Talk about what you're looking forward to with the hot stove for baseball and the Brewers. Of course, football going strong. Basketball is starting up. Hockey's going on. All kinds of great things. Let's talk about local stuff. Let's talk about the River Kings and high school sports. That's what this show is all about. And that is going to lead right in on Monday to 6 o'clock with the men's basketball team taking on Holy Cross. They're doing exhibition games right now, preseason stuff, as they get ready for the Big Ten season. Yes, college basketball has returned to these airwaves. And once again, I want to remind you that you can stream those on the Civic Media app. Just download that on whatever phone device you have, Apple, Android, whatever it is. Download Civic Media, make WFHR your favorite station, and you can listen to Badger sports all season long. Whichever season it happens to be. No River Kings this weekend. They're out of town. They are playing, but they will be back next weekend. They're going to be home. They're going to be playing the Express, and we are going to be having the live broadcast for you on our sister station, 105.5 WIRI. Mike Comer coming off his first weekend. Man, what a great home opening weekend for the River Kings. They had a fabulous showdown with their rivals, the Hudson Havoc. Took both games, and that Sunday game was ridiculous. They scored so many goals, I think they're still scoring. But it's going to be a lot of fun coming up next weekend. If you cannot make it in person, of course, we do encourage you to get a ticket and go watch them live. There's nothing like live hockey at the Southwood County Rec Center next weekend on Friday and on Saturday. 7 o'clock is the start time for both of those games. But if you can't, make sure you tune in to hear Mike Comer do the play-by-play on 105.5 WIRI, our sister station, and your home for River Kings hockey. We also have high school basketball coming up in a couple of weeks. We're getting the schedule nailed down for which games we will be able to cover for you. Both Randy and Mike are going to be helping out with that. Big shout out to them and the great job that they do with high school sports, and we are looking forward to that. Let's look at our schedule here on WFHR. Coming up after the show today, we've got the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens. Tomorrow on Sunday, don't forget, a rebroadcast at 1 o'clock. Rebroadcast at 1 o'clock on Sundays of the Sunshine Polka Show. So if you missed it this morning at 7, or you just want to hear it again, and who wouldn't, that's at 1 o'clock tomorrow on Sunday. We have a kind of an interesting director's cut coming your way at 5 o'clock tomorrow. I don't know if you were tuning in on Thursday at from 4 to 6. We had a old-fashioned Halloween special here on WFHR. It was so much fun. And right now I do want to give a big shout out to the whole staff here at WFHR. They did a great job of picking some wonderful stories and poems and recording those for me. I can't say enough for the great job that those guys did. Big tip of the hat to them. And if you missed it, guess what? We're going to be playing those today on Director's Cut. That's right. So make sure you tune in at 5 o'clock if you missed it, or if you just want to hear the great performances once again from 5 to 6 on Sunday. We'll be doing a rebroadcast of the stories and poems we did for Halloween. So hope you can enjoy that one, everyone. Then from 6 to 8, we've got Seth Faces the Music. Not surprising. I had an extremely busy week this week putting together the Halloween show. So we're doing a rerun on Sunday. I haven't even picked out what show I'm going to do yet. But tune in. It's going to be a great one. Probably one from last year that we haven't heard in a while. So tune in to Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. And then a brand new Unlabeled from 8 to 9. We are on tape 13, ladies and gentlemen. James found some really cool... Man, he picked found some songs I haven't heard in ages. Kudos to him, man. Some great tunes, some deep cuts in there. It's going to be a great show. Don't forget to tune in to a brand new Unlabeled from 8 to 9 tomorrow on Sunday evening. All right, as I continue to wait for your calls and we get ready to get into our events here, we're going to take our first break of the hour. And when we come back, please, 424-2600, looking for those calls on Over the Back Fence right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 39. Rain likely for Sunday. It'll be windy, with a high near 52. Showers and breezy Sunday night, lows in the mid-40s. For Monday, rain showers and 65.
Right now, it's 44.
Just got off from work, it was hard. Cemetery game. The sky was dark and the moon was bright.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM and anywhere you go on the Civic Media app. We still have a couple of Halloween bumpers in there. We'll use those up. Don't worry, brand new bumpers for you on Monday. We're not going to kill the Halloween thing. We're not going to run it into the ground now that the holiday is over with. It was a lot of fun, though, to put those together and to do it. We're going to get into our events here in just a minute, but let's go ahead and take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning, Seth. I have for free two steel roof panels. They're 10 foot long, about 37 inches wide. One of them's tan, and one of them's a dark brown. They cover about 60 square feet. So if somebody is building a small shed or something like mm-hmm. that, or garden shed, or somebody builds dog houses, it works. You can have them for free.
All right.
They're in pretty decent shape. There was a top and bottom when I had my panels sent.
Okay.
But anyways, call
741-1544. 741-1544.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Do appreciate it.
Yep.
Have a great weekend. He's got a couple of large roof panels that can be used for a doghouse shed, anything like that. If you're interested in those, he is giving them away. 741-1544, 741-1544, the number to call if you are interested in getting those. Thanks for the call. That's how easy it is, ladies and gentlemen. Just call up just like that, and you can give away, sell whatever you got, and we'll try to get find a person that fits perfectly for that. All right. Before we get into the events, I do want to relay. We had a press release from the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. They would like to give notice that South Wood County and North Wood County Park Campgrounds have now been closed for the season. They closed on October 31st. However, Dexter County Park Campground will remain open until December 2nd. The second and third loops will remain open during this time and will be available for camping by reservation only. Dump stations are still available, but all water filling stations have been shut down for the season. Dexter has a heated shower building that will remain open until closing. The ATV intensive use area and NEPCO Lake County Park Shelter buildings are both available to rent throughout the entire year. Please visit the online reservation system to check availability and reserve for your special event. You can go to www.co.wood.wi.us. That is their website, and that is also where you will find the reservation system for their parks. And a little note here, they said they would like to thank everyone who came out and enjoyed camping and other various activities in the parks this season, and they hope to see everyone again next year. As a reminder, camping and shelter reservations can be made 1 year in advance. Keep that in mind. Make those reservations today. And they say, have a safe, fun, and snowy winter. Watch for notices pertaining to the opening of the multi-groomed trails, snowmobile trails, and of course, the Powers Bluff Winter Sports Recreation Area. Here is hoping that we get more snow this year than we did last year, and we can actually have some fun at Powers Bluff this year. That is the hope, anyway. So stay tuned. Anytime they do a press release, we like to send that back to you, send that on to you, everyone, and we'll keep you informed about what's going on with the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. Want to real quickly go through a list of items for veterans that we have here. And don't forget, on Monday in the 9 o'clock hour, we will be talking with Mr. Tom Heiser, get our veterans update for the month. He joins us on the morning show every first Monday of the month. So that would be on the 4th, coming up on this November 4th. But before we get to that, let's go over a few things that are going on this coming week. On Monday, there is the monthly vet breakfast at Grace's. That starts at 9 a.m. Tom always gets here too late to mention anything. It's usually started by then. So we do want to let everyone know right now that on Monday at 9 a.m. at Grace's, the monthly vet breakfast will be taking place. Then on Tuesday the 5th, the Allied Vets meeting at the VFW Post 2534 will be happening at 6 p.m. On Sunday, November 10th, there's going to be their annual spaghetti dinner, and we'll get into that a little bit later when we start talking about events for next weekend. And then, of course, Monday, November 11th is Veterans Day. There's going to be a Veterans Day ceremony at Veterans Park at 11 a.m. And once again, of course, Tom will tell us more about all of these items coming up on Monday and whatever else is happening in the month of November for veterans in the area. We want to make sure we get you all of that information. Going on right now at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South in the basement there, the Winter Farmers Market has started. It's going from until 1 o'clock today. It's every Saturday from 9 to 1, except for weekends after holidays. Keep that in mind, everyone. This is going through April. Head on down there, see what's going on. Food, crafts, all kinds of goodies, just like the Summer Farmers Market, only indoors. So go ahead and check that out. Until 1 o'clock today, the Winter Farmers Market at the Moravian Church. I do want to highlight a couple of events that are happening later on today on this November 2nd. Our good friends over at the Tri-City Curling Club are having an open house today. That is starting at 1 o'clock. They're located at 131 Hurley Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Check it out. Check out that curling club. If you have any inkling or interest in curling, I think you should go try it out. I have curled a couple of times in my life, and it has been enjoyable. Now, I don't know if I would take it up as a hobby, but I have to say, doing it a few times, it is fun. It is a fun time. So go check that out. They're going to have their first open house this Saturday, and they'll have another one next Saturday, both at 1 p.m. So go check it out if you have any interest in curling. Find out what's happening at the Tri-City Curling Club on at 131 Hurley Street, starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Well, if your kids out there are still itching to put on their costumes that they wore for, what, one time on Thursday, well, they have an opportunity to wear them again tonight. The Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693 is hosting a Nightmare Before Christmas party to benefit those in need during Christmas time. A giving tree will be set up at the lodge with tags for suggested gifts. There'll be games, food, costumes are encouraged for everyone, but this is a family-friendly event, so keep that in mind. Bring the kids one last time to use those costumes for Halloween. More information will come as we go along. This is happening tonight from 5 to 7. It's a free event, and it's a great way not only to have some fun for one last time for Halloween, but let's get prepped for Christmas and to help those in need at Christmas time. A big shout out to the Elks Lodge here in Wisconsin Rapids. They're doing so much this time of year. They always do, and we want to help support them in that. So have some fun tonight, 5 to 7 down at the Elks Lodge for their Nightmare Before Christmas Halloween / Christmas party, I guess. I don't know what to call it, but I guess that is what it is. All right, looking ahead here to next week, as we head into the first full week of November, of course, there's one big thing happening next week, but there's also plenty of other things we do want to highlight, including on Monday at the Ridges Golf Course in the Legends Room, the first that's Wednesday, not Monday. I'm sorry. I'll get to that when we get to Wednesday. But before we get to Wednesday, of course, it goes without saying, Tuesday is Election Day. If you have not voted yet, please make your plan to vote. I am planning on voting on Tuesday. And, of course, this is your right to vote is something that we must cherish, and let's use it. It's easy to do, and it's great around here. You get to see people maybe you haven't seen in a while. So I'm really encouraging everyone, head out on Tuesday to the polls and get your vote in. All right, before we continue, let's go ahead and grab a phone call. Good morning, you're on the show.
Good morning, Seth. I didn't hear you mention our St. Philip's pancake breakfast tomorrow.
You know what? I have it right here. I am going to talk about it.
Oh, is this tomorrow? Because you're ready into next week. I thought, oh, you forgot.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. I did. I think I put it in the wrong spot. So, well, I have you on the line. Go ahead. Tell us all about it.
Okay, I'll be your talking poster. Potato and buttermilk pancakes, a bake sale and basket raffle tomorrow from 8 until 12 at Ragnar Hall. We're serving potato and buttermilk pancakes, pork sausage patties, applesauce, and sweet rolls. Adults are $10. Ages 6 to 12 are $5. 5 and under are free. Mass is at 8:30. Sponsored by Court 475, Catholic Order of Foresters. All proceeds and matching funds will be used to upgrade the parish parking lot. We need it.
There you go. I love that. That's a perfect exclamation point on it. Thank you so much for the call. Do appreciate it. And thanks for the info. That's great.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Have a great weekend. That's a great opportunity, too. If we miss something or if there's an event you want to highlight, please call up 424-2600, just like that. Love the energy. And we, of course, one of the main things we want to do around here is make sure that all of these events, we get as many people to them as we possibly can. So let us know if you have a poster, send it to us. You can email it to info@wfhr.com. Pam will get it. She will get it to us, and we can talk about it over the air when we get a chance. So big thank you for that. Looking ahead, Tuesday, of course, is not only Election Day, but I would ask you to elect to do this, everyone. See what I did there? We have a blood drive coming up in Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday at Grace Lutheran Church, 1531 Whitrock Avenue, from 12:30 to 5:30 p.m. This is through the American Red Cross, so you can set up an appointment right now. There's a lot of ways you can do it. They have a blood donor app that you can download. You can go to their website, redcrossblood.org, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767, 733-2767. to help with the blood shortage. Honestly, we always have a blood shortage. So anytime, any chance you can do, we do appreciate it. If you're in that window where you can give again, we do appreciate multiple givers. But we want new ones. We want some new voices or some new faces out there. Let's get that blood out there. And there's another opportunity if you live in the Auburndale area on Thursday at the high school at 10629 North Road from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's in Auburndale on Thursday. Another Red Cross blood giving opportunity. Take advantage, everyone, and be a hero. Give some blood. Moving along here we're going to take a break before we get into what's happening at the end of next week. We have a whole bunch of stuff happening on Thursday the 7th that we're going to want to talk about. And going into next weekend, we have a lot more fun stuff happening as well as we go along this month of November in 2024. Fall is upon us and lots of stuff to do in this fall area. We're going to take a break right now. We'll be coming back very shortly on Over the Back Fence, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. Here's some sports.
It's the Packers and the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The top two teams in the North Division meet tomorrow. Green Bay against the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. Showers expected. It looks like Jordan Love will be able to play, but his center, Josh Myers, who has a severe left wrist injury, is listed as doubtful.
I think the big thing for me is I just got to make sure I'm not going to hurt the team by playing, so I just have to answer that question.
Kickoff at 3:25. Baseball, the Brewers are getting Reese Hoskins back. The 31-year-old first baseman will earn $18 million and says after leaving the Phillies, the Brewers were always at the top of his list.
Milwaukee was always a great paper fit, as I can stand back and kind of take a 10,000-foot view of baseball itself and where I may fit in that as an athlete and as a competitor. So I'm glad we're able to kind of get the nitty-gritty and all the details done just because it's such a great fit.
That's the Brewers' Reese Hoskins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Clean.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
97.5 FM WFHR would like to sincerely thank all of the sponsors who have helped keep Pet of the Week on air for all the animals at the Southwood County Humane Society. Thanks to this program, the shelter receives help, the community stays informed, and animals find their forever homes. If you would like to help and be a sponsor of the show, please call 715-496-0710. From everyone at WFHR, thank you for being a part of this great show, Thursdays at 9 a.m.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 39. Rain likely for Sunday. It'll be windy with a high near 52. Showers and breezy Sunday night, lows in the mid-40s. For Monday, rain showers and 65.
Right now, it's 44.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me today on the second day of November as we head into, well, the end of fall and the beginning of winter. Let's not talk about that. going to keep going here with more events happening next week. If you have any more events that I miss or anything like that, please call up 424-2600 and we will talk about it over the air. If you're looking to buy or sell anything like that, call in right now. This is your time, ladies and gentlemen, 424-2600. Since we got to Wednesday of this coming week, I do want to finally get to the thing I thought was on Monday. No, this is on Wednesday. It is the first Wednesday of each month, and it happens at the Legends Room at the Ridges Golf Course. This is the Wisconsin Rapids Parkinson's Support Group. This goes from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. Of course, there's no charge for this. This group caters to those with Parkinson's disease, with a Parkinson's diagnosis, as well as their caregivers. You can follow them on Facebook. You can find out more, wiparkinson.org on the web. If you have any more questions, 715-451-3694, 451-3694, the number to call if you want more information about the Parkinson Support Group coming up next Wednesday at the Ridges Golf Course. Let's move to Thursday, everyone. We got lots going on. Oh my goodness. Let's make sure we get all of this in here because I don't want to miss anything. But this is going to be a lot of fun stuff going on starting this Thursday, of course. Over at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, we got a couple of events happening. Four on the Floor will be performing from 2 to 4, like they do every first and third Thursday of each month. Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor will bring back memories from yesteryear with their talented jazz sound and fun interpretation of the great jazz standards from days gone by. Sing along if you want, and also enjoy listening to Pete's funny and fascinating stories from over 50 years in the music industry. Happy birthday, Pete. Just had a birthday, by the way. Happy birthday to him. There's a free admission. There's no cost to go in, but of course, tips are accepted for the musicians for their time. Great way to get a little entertainment and have some fun. 2 to 4 at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, 2651 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Now, also happening on Thursday at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, they have starting this Thursday. This is going every Thursday. And Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I should say, their holiday gifts and art fair. This is happening every week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This goes starting this Thursday through December 31st. Shop and mingle with the artists. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is, of course, free admission and open to the public. And you can mingle with artists whose work was submitted for this art fair, which is really cool. And you can also, of course, buy some stuff and get some presents for people there as well. They got a great gift shop, everyone. It's great. And be sure to shop local and shop small. Coming up on Small Business Saturday, which is November 30th, that is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, if you are not aware. But this is going to be happening all throughout the rest of November and into the end of December as we get closer to Christmas. Every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, special shopping hours, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. This is the Holiday Gift and Art Fair, November 7th through December 21st, over at the Cultural Center. So go with there, have some fun, and get some one-of-a-kind, literally one-of-a-kind gifts. All right, also coming up on Thursday, here's a big one. Here is a big one. We have coming up on Thursday, we have the Glenn Miller Orchestra. That's right. The actual Glenn Miller. Of course, Glenn Miller's not alive anymore. But the Glenn Miller Orchestra has been going strong for decades. We mean literal decades. They've performed all over the world multiple times. One of the most amazing bands, big bands that you are going to hear is coming November 7th at 7:30, the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. You can get your tickets right now, savorthearts.com. You can order those online. They're $54 for adults, $10 for students. You can also stop by 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Wisconsin Rapids during the normal business hours if you need a little hand getting those tickets. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Once again, this band has been touring since 1956, and it's a direct continuation of Glenn's original band featuring top-tier musicians from across the USA. Enjoy classics like Fools Rush In, Tuxedo Junction, That Old Black Magic. I mean, come on. Pennsylvania 65,000. How many hits did this man have? Listen to all of them. It's going to be a great time, everyone. So make sure you check that out. Glenn Miller Orchestra coming up on Thursday at the PAC through the Arts Council of Southwood County. Big shout out to them. Thank you for bringing all of these great events to our area. Also coming up on Thursday, of course, is the neighborhood meal that we have over at Focus. 2321 at West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. It goes from 4:30 to 5:45. The dining room opens at about 4:15 for seating and guests, and they're asked not to enter until the building until 4 o'clock, so keep that in mind. Enter through the pantry doors with a small waiting area. There's a small waiting area there for your convenience. All meals are healthy and nutritious, usually consisting of a meat, a starch, a vegetable, fruit, and dessert. And, of course, if there is inclement weather, they will let you know if it's going to be going on. But that is every Thursday over at our friends at Focus, a marvelous meal that can be shared by anyone in the community. Whew, I think we got everything. Of course, we also have the MVP awards for the Sports Commission on Thursday, and that's pretty much sold out as far as I know. That is going to be happening, but we will be giving you the results of that. It's going to be really cool. In fact, we have some people from the staff going there, and they can report back and see all the great stuff. Going to be honoring Coach Paul Peckman of the River Kings this year, which is really cool, and all the cool stuff he has done for our community since he has moved into town here. One more thing I want to touch on Thursday. This is a peer support group for NAMI, which is the North American Mental Illness Group. These are support groups that meet. This one meets in Stevens Point at St. Paul Lutheran School, 1919 Wyatt Avenue, from 6:15 to 7:45 p.m. This is coming up on Thursday. It's every first Thursday of the month. They ask that you please use door 3 to enter off the parking lot and follow the signs downstairs. An elevator is also available to the main level. Contact Linda 572-7135 or Paula 544-2207 for more information, or if you need transportation. This is put on by NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties. These support groups, they have a couple throughout the area throughout every month, so we'll talk about those as they come along. All right, we already talked about that. Let's see. We already talked about that. Let's head into next weekend. Lots of stuff happening on the 9th and the 10th. Of course, like I said, the River Kings will be back in town next weekend, starting on Friday the 8th, and then again on Saturday the 9th, 7 o'clock games for both of those. Head on down to the Southwood County Rec Center to see them in person. If not, check them out on 105.5 WIRI. Well, hunting season is coming up very soon here, rifle hunting season anyway, and this is attention to all the hunters. There is going to be sighting in days coming up at the Wood County Rifle and Pistol Club. This is located at 3350 Range Road in Port Edwards. It is located just 3 miles west on Seneca Road off Highway 73. It is southwest of the Rapid City limits. Just follow the signs from the corner of Seneca Road and Highway 73. There's three opportunities they're going to be giving for sighting to help make sure you get your sights in order before you go out and do some hunting. Next Saturday the 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then Saturday and Sunday the 16th and the 17th, they'll be open from 9 to 3 both days for that. It is fast. It is safe and it's fast. Targets and shooting benches are furnished and coaches are there to assist you. Don't miss. Don't take a chance on missing the big one. Sight your rifle before hunting season begins. If you have more questions about this, please contact Andy at 715-213-3098. That's 213-3098. This is courtesy of the Wood County Rifle and Pistol Club. They got some public sighting in days coming up in the month of November as we get ready for hunting season. Coming up next Saturday as well, we are thick into the church supper time of year, which I absolutely love. Well, over at the United Church of Christ in Neillsville, they're having their 60th, that's right, you heard right, their 60th holiday fair coming up on the 9th of September from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This happens at the United Church of Christ in Neillsville, 515 West 2nd Street. That is where it'll be located. They're going to have lunch there, everybody. They're going to have chicken salad on a croissant, the baked potato soup. Oh my gosh, that sounds wonderful. successful. They're going to have dessert from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. is when the lunch will be served. $8 for adults, $5 for children 10 and under. There's also going to be a gift boutique, greeting cards for sale, kitchen cupboard, and new-to-you treasures as well. A great, fabulous annual event happening in Neillsville coming up on Saturday, November 9th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the United Church of Christ in Neillsville. Well, right here in town, we are in the thick of chilly weather, and I don't mean the cold kind. I'm talking about the stuff that you eat. That is coming up next Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Moravian Church. Come get some fabulous chili warm-up. We've got carry-out available. You get a quart for $8. How cool is that? If you want to eat, dine in. It's $8 for 13 years and up. From 6 to 12, it's only $4. 5 and under, come in for free at 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids. It's going to be fabulous. We've done this for a couple of years now, and I don't know about you, man, but I love my chili, and this is another great opportunity to enjoy it. This time of year, nothing better than a hot bowl of chili. And let's see here. Any other things that I do want to talk about for next? No, I do not. Let's look at Sunday. A couple of very important events as we get ready for Veterans Day, everybody. We have live in concert the United States Air Force Band of Mid-America. They're going to be in Stevens Point at Michelson Hall. That's the Knoll Fine Arts Center, 1800 Portage Street in Stevens Point. 3 p.m. on Sunday, November 10th, they will be performing. This is free admission, everybody, but you do have to have a ticket to get in. What you need to do is go to their website so you can get your tickets today. Let's see if I can find the website here, double check here. Shades of Blue, ticket reservations, I'm trying to find where I can get this for you guys. Let's see here. tickets are required. It's probably approximately 75 minutes. There we go. AFBandTix.com for ticket reservations. You can get your tickets there. And once again, these are free, but you do have to have a ticket to get in, because there is limited seating. All right, let's go ahead and take another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, good morning, Sid.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, what's the story on the chili?
The chili next Sunday from 4 to 7 at the Moravian Church. It's our annual chili dinner, and it's going from, like I said, 4 to 7, $8 for a chili meal, or if you want to take a quart home with you, it's same price, $8 for it.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome, sir. Have a great weekend. Chili. Oh, boy, it makes me hungry just thinking about it. How about another meal that's coming up? And this one is an important one coming up also on Sunday, November 10th, the day before Veterans Day. They're having their annual spaghetti dinner over at the VFW, Post 2534 at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, located at 2711 Red Inn Road. It's $12, all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner, which includes spaghetti with marinara or meat sauce, Italian bread with garlic butter. Oh, man, it sounds so good. Salad, assorted dressings, of course, desserts, milk, coffee. There's also going to be a cash bar with soda, beer, and wine available for purchase. They'll also have a limited number of takeouts for that. This is a big fundraiser for the VFW, and this is also to honor those who have given themselves in service of our nation. Please join them as they come together for an evening of fellowship and a fabulous meal. They are doing this the day before Veterans Day because before they did it on Veterans Day and they didn't have any time to do anything. So they're doing it the day before so they can actually enjoy and we can honor them better on Veterans Day on Monday the 11th. This is going from 4:30 to 7 on Sunday, November 10th. That is the Veterans Day spaghetti dinner. And, of course, Mr. Tom Heiser on Monday will talk more about this as he comes in for his Veterans Update. All right. Whew. Oh, man, we got so much stuff coming up here. I'm hoping I can get it all in there. We got more on the way here, everybody. As we go to our final break here, we're going to come back, wrap up the show, get to a few more events there, and get you ready for the weekend here on WFHR 97.5 FM, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year, watch football, and then eat some more. And what happens next?
Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie. Yeehaw!
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Central Wisconsin weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Tonight, a few showers, lows around 39. Rain likely for Sunday. It'll be windy, with a high near 52. Showers and breezy Sunday night, lows in the mid-40s. For Monday, rain showers and 65.
It's 48 at our studios.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, and streaming 24/7 on the Civic Media app. Download that today, ladies and gentlemen. Take us wherever you go. We've got about 9 minutes or so left in the show. Get your calls in, 424-2600, as we get ready to wrap up for this week. Let's get ahead of ourselves a little bit. Let's get ahead of ourselves. That's pretty good. We'll be looking at a couple of things happening later on in the month of November. But before we get to that, let's get to our phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hi. Good morning. Chili McBride out. I have 8 4-foot fluorescent lights. There's no bulbs in them, but I have the shield and it all wired and ready to go. I'll give them away. Anybody wants to get a hold of them, give me a call at 715-540-8078.
540-8078.
You got it.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Got some lights given away if you want them, everybody. No bulbs, but they do have some light fixtures there. 540-8078. 540-8078 given away if you're interested in those. All right. Let's see here. A couple of things of interest coming up in the month of November that we do want to highlight before we get there. It's not a matter of if, but when disaster will strike a community, which means that everyone must be prepared. Well, of course, we can't predict disaster. We know community members will respond to help. Unfortunately, without proper guidance and training, spontaneous volunteers can unintentionally interfere with response efforts and even jeopardize their own safety. The United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Volunteer Reception Center helps organize volunteers in disaster situations. The VRC provides a system of safety to safely and efficiently turn a crowd of spontaneous volunteers into a screened and organized workforce assigned to specific jobs. Thanks to volunteers who participate in twice annual training exercises, there is a team prepared to operate the VRC in the event of disaster. But more, of course, are always needed. Community members are encouraged to attend an upcoming training and informational session at McMillan Library on November 13th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. A brief training exercise and discussion will be provided by the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. In collaboration with Wood County Emergency Management, only volunteers who attend training can be activated to the VRC in a disaster. Those attending for the first time will have the opportunity to join the VRC. Questions? Contact Community Engagement Director Ben Eberlein, our good friend Ben, 715-421-0390, or you can email Ben at uwswac.org. The force is put on by the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. So if this is something you're interested in, this is coming up on the 13th of November. That is a Wednesday. If you're interested in helping in a possible emergency help, this is a very important thing, just in case something very bad happens in the area. I do see the caller calling in, but I do not answer the phone for private callers. Unless you have a phone number, I will not be answering the phone. Coming up on November 15th and 16th and 17th, more theater in the area, everyone. We've got the Lincoln High School Theater Department, and they're going to present one of my favorite plays of all time, 12 Angry Jurors. This is based on the Emmy Award-winning television movie. Now, this is not based on the movie. This was made specifically for Lincoln. This was made specifically for television. I know a lot of people know that, but it did win an Emmy, and it's fabulous. It's one of my favorite. Lincoln High School is putting that on this fall on November 15th and 16th at 7:30, then November 17th at 2 p.m. Tickets are $7 each. You can get those at the door if you want to order them earlier than that. You can call showtix4u.com, showtix4u.com. Show, T-I-X, the number 4, the letter U. Boy, they couldn't make it harder than this. to order your tickets for that. This is at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. So make sure you get your tickets and go to that. One other piece of theater that's happening that very weekend, it's happening at the Lois Canton Studio Theater at WRCT, a small show, a director showcase show directed by, well, me. And it's called Hate Mail. It's a two-person show. We've got two fabulous actors doing it. People you know very well from this very radio station, I might add. We'll be talking about that more as we get closer. But that is happening November 15th and 16th, 7 p.m. at the Lois Canton Theater. Of course, limited seating for that. But it's a very intimate theater, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I do want to let everyone know there is a little bit of adult language in it and a couple adult situations as well. Just want to remind you for that before you go. Just a little warning for it, but tickets are available. Go to wrctheater.org and you can get your tickets today for that or any show that's coming up, White Christmas or any of the main stage shows that are on the way. All right, here. One more thing I do want to remind everyone about. I want to let you know that the Lights of Love ceremony is coming up on November 20th, everyone. This is something, an annual event that we have been a part of for many years now. It's the 23rd annual, and it will begin at about 5:30 on Wednesday, November 20th. The ceremony will once again be broadcast live on WFHR 97.5. It'll also be streaming, of course, on the app, or if you want, there will be places for you to sit in your car. Okay, if I've learned anything about this event, it's going to be cold. The wind comes right off the river it's never failed the last 3 years. It's going to be extremely cold, and it's going to be outside. So dress warmly. If you want to stay in your car and listen on the radio, that is also an option. So, but I'm just going to put that out there, everyone. It's going to be fabulously cold for that. All right. That just about does it, everyone. We're going to be wrapping it up here. I'm not sure what the game time is going to be. Let me check. We're looking ahead to next. Let's see. Do we have a... we don't have it. Really? We don't have a football game next weekend. That's interesting. No Badgers next weekend, huh? Anyway, I was going to say, if we have a time, I can let you know if we're going to be here next week, but we will be from 11 to 12 on WFHR for Over the Back Fence. Coming up next, we have the Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and then... on tomorrow, on Sunday, of course, at 1 o'clock, we have the Polka Show at 1. Then our block of shows starting at 5 o'clock, going until 9 o'clock. At 5, we have a rebroadcast of all of the fun Halloween stories and poems that we read for Halloween for our special. We're going to do a little rebroadcast of those if you missed it on Halloween night. And then on Seth Face of the Music, we're going to have a rerun for that one. Wasn't able to put together a new show this week, but we'll pull something from the vault, and it'll be a lot of fun. But a brand new Unlabeled. We're at tape number 13. James has put together a fabulous show. I was going through the music this week, and I'm like, man, he found some really awesome stuff, man. I can't believe it. So you're going to want to come. There's some deep cuts in there. You're going to want to listen on Sunday evening from 8 to 9, a brand new Unlabeled. Make sure you tune in for that. All right, in the last minute that we have here before we wrap up the show, one more time, I want to remind everyone, Election Day is on Tuesday. Thankfully, all these attack ads will be done soon. That's the thing I'm looking forward to most. But of course, I always feel very good voting taking part in this great democracy experiment that we have. So go ahead on Tuesday, make sure you know where your polling place is, make sure you know how to get there, and of course, make sure you cast your ballot if you have not done so already. That is what we're looking forward to this week. And next week, we will be back on Over the Back Fence, hopefully, at 11 o'clock. I don't think there's a game. I think they have a bye. The Badgers do. So we should be here next week from 11 to noon on WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks again for listening. Thanks to